Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisons. Money, military, college.
Alright. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, April the 2nd of 2015 at the time. The time is 5:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very important message. We want to be talking about today this ideal or this understanding of what I call Christ consciousness, what most people call consciousness. Everybody on this planet, is a biological computer. As a biological computer, you have the ability to calculate biology. So you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. As a biological, electrical, chemical being, we have this an understanding, although very limited, of this idea of consciousness. Now, consciousness is a state of being conscious or awareness. So consciousness is the ability to be self-aware, to be aware of one's own existence, one's own thoughts, one's own surroundings. You are a observer. So consciousness is the ability to observe things. This ability to observe allows us to co-create or participate in the act of creating. So the mere fact of observing is the act of creating. Let me say that again, because that's a very powerful statement, although most people don't understand what that means. When we talk about expanding consciousness, we are talking about expanding perception. We're talking about expanding observation. We're talking about expanding what you take in. As a biological computer, everything begins and ends with consciousness. This is such a profound statement that it's a dangerous statement. It's a dangerous statement in the fact that we sometimes could think, since we are the observer and we use consciousness to observe, that everything happens in our life and that everything that is happening in our life begins with something that we call consciousness. Now, that's dangerous because then you start to say that, well, because I'm conscious, then I'm alive. If I'm alive, that makes me the ruler and master of my own fate. If that makes me the ruler and master of my own fate, that makes me God, if you will. And that's where we get on a slippery slope when we start talking about consciousness and Christ consciousness and the fact that you are a biological person, you are an electrical person, and you are a chemical person. Those three attributes, based upon science, they tell us that is what the human body, the human soul, the human spirit is made up of. So when we talk about the human spirit, we're talking about consciousness. Consciousness is a very tough word to define because we're talking about awareness. So when I say awareness, if I meet you and I see you and I look at you and you have very beautiful eyes, I'm aware of the color of your eyes. I have observed it. But did I create it? Did I create your eyes and your hair color? So the observation is the act of creating. But when I observe something, am I creating it? The fact that the rods and cones, according to science, inside of my eyeballs, interpret a frequency or wave and creates an image in my brain makes me the creator of the color of the eye. But did I really create it? No, I didn't create it. It was already there. I just observed what God created. Now, there are some people who take what I just said and misconstrue it, and they say that they are the creator. Science says the observer determines what is observed. Excuse me. That's a very dangerous statement. I understand why they make that statement, but it still does not negate the fact that it is a dangerous statement. So today we're talking about how do I expand my observation. Why should I expand my observation? Why is that important? Well, consciousness is what you experience as a human being or a spiritual being who has a human experience. Who are you really right now? Who are you? If I was to meet you and I asked you, who are you? You would tell me your name. That's not who you are. That's your label. Let me ask the question again. Who are you? Okay, I am a body, blood, vessels, organs. No, that's what you are made up of. But again, let me ask you the question, who are you really? Well, you would say, well, I am my mother and my father's son. But again, I would ask the question, no, that's how you manifested in this dimension. Let me ask the question again, who are you? Who are you? See, people have a tough time. It's like electricity. People can tell me what electricity does, but who is or what is electricity? So let me ask the question again, who are you? Tough question, right? If you really think about it, who are you? You are a ball of energy. What is an energy? An energy is an entity. Energy, entity. Okay, what is an entity? An entity is what we call an electromagnetic, according to science, you are a walking, talking, breathing, you are congealed light. I see you because the rods and the cones in my eye interpret your frequency. So the question is, who controls your frequency that you emit? Brothers and sisters, let me share something with you that is very revolutionary. You control your vibratory state. So let me make sure you understand what I just said and where I'm going. Because how do you expand your consciousness to include Christ? The Bible says that there's 200 scriptures in the Bible that begs you to be in Christ. Because if you are in Christ, something happens to you. When you are in Christ, your whole disposition changes. Your vibratory rate changes when you are in Christ versus when you are outside of Christ. Now, what does that mean? Now, remember, you are energy. So let's start with that premise. Energy is an entity. So you are what is called a life form being or a life energy or a life entity. So this energy or this entity that you are does not live in your brain. Let me say that again. Very important. According to science, consciousness is like the wind. It's like a thought. Have you seen a thought lately? So let me have a thought, okay? I have a thought right now of apple pie, okay? Does that apple pie live in my brain? I have a thought. I can picture it. Now, if I say elephant, what happens? If I say giraffe, what happens? If I say shark, what happens? You notice how your brain formulates a picture of the word that I just say? If I say a word, your brain formulates a picture. But does it live inside of your brain? No, it doesn't. The brain interprets the sound that hits the ear. So we need to expand that to include Christ. So that's why the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is why it's so important for you to hear the word of God over and over and over again. That's why I do shows, and I say the same thing over and over and over again. That's why I do so many shows, so that way you can hear it. Why? That's how you expand your consciousness. The Bible says be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So to renew the mind got to hear something. And whatever the mind hears, again, the mind interprets it. And if the mind interprets it, now it doesn't mean that it lives in the mind. It means that the mind interpreted something that came into the mind. So therefore, brothers and sisters, to expand your consciousness, the act of observing is the act of expanding, which in turn is the act of creating. So Christ is love. So when you expand to Christ consciousness, you love by design. Now, we live in a world where we need more love. We need more Christ. But the problem is that nobody knows how to expand. See, everything begins with consciousness because God is consciousness. Why? Consciousness is everywhere. That's an attribute of God. Consciousness is all-knowing. It contains all the information. That's an attribute of God. Consciousness is also all-powerful. That's another attribute of God. So we are all blood cells inside of the body of Christ. We are all thought forms inside of the body of Christ. We are all organs. The Bible says it this way. There is many members. We are all members of the body. There's many members, but there's one head, Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, what I am saying is very important when you look at the big scope of things because you change your consciousness. What does that mean? Everybody listening to this show has the power to change their consciousness. How? You could disconnect. And everything that I'm saying, you won't hear. Therefore, it won't affect the neurons in your brain. Therefore, you won't assimilate what I'm saying, and you will continue living your life the way that you are. You could turn me off, and you could turn on a basketball game. You could turn on football. You could turn on love and hip-hop. You could turn on whatever you want. And that of observing creates more of what you observe. You create whatever you observe. Let me say that again. Stress creates symptoms. Symptoms that so manifest by themselves. So symptoms are a result of stress. So if you understand what that means, if you control stress, you control the symptoms. But the problem is that we don't understand how that works. Excuse me. So that is what is called a Carolyn. It's called a Carolyn photography. So Carolyn photography photographs consciousness. It photographs images, or it images your energy. So through consciousness, you communicate with every organ and every blood cell. Every person on the planet communicates through consciousness. We call it a vibe. You ever meet somebody and you have a certain feeling about them? You don't know what it is, but you feel. When I grew up and you say, "Yo, man, hey, man, you know, I like that dude. He's cool, man. I can hang out with him. We vibe." When you say what you're saying is that you and that individual have the same energy. And remember, your energy is your entity. So your consciousness, through your consciousness, you experience what you call life. So who you are being right now is the result of what you thought yesterday. You are the sum total of all of your thoughts today. So if you want to change your tomorrow, change your thoughts today. If you want to be more Christ-like tomorrow, you need to think about Christ today. If you want to be more physically fit tomorrow, you need to think physical fitness today. If you want to be more wealthy tomorrow, you need to think wealthy thoughts today. So you bring about what you think about. So if you look at that, how do you expand it is by bringing in more observation, by bringing in more thoughts, by bringing in more words. You choose your words that you – now, you don't choose the thoughts that come into your head, but you choose the thoughts that stay in your head. You ever try to control your thoughts? Try it. Just try for one day to only think about one thing. Try to remove everything else out and just think about apple pie all day, every day. Just all you want to think about is just one thing, apple pie. Now, you can do it, but it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of effort. So consciousness – it's the ability to do what the Bible says. The Bible says to bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. The Bible tells us what to think about. Also in Philippians 4:8, it tells us to think about these things, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are righteous. If there's any good report, again, I'm just paraphrasing, but you want to look up the verse and read it for yourself. The Bible tells you specifically what to think about. Why? God knows everything begins with consciousness. Everything that happens in your life and everything that is happening in your body begins with you and ends with you. Let me say that again, especially women. Stress produces symptoms inside your body, not outside. Let me say that again. Stress produces symptoms inside your body, not outside. Everything begins and ends with you. Everything. Let me say that again. Because, you know, you may be blaming the white man, the black man, the blue man for your circumstances. You got a bad relationship. You got a bad vehicle. You got a bad job. You got a bad back. You got a bad whatever. Everything begins and ends with you. You say, well, hold up, brother. Come on, man. I'm not buying that. You mean to tell me I ordered my own lunch? Absolutely. You ever go to the restaurant and somebody give you a menu and then they order for you? I've never had that happen. I've never went to the restaurant and the waiter gives me a menu and he says, okay, thank you, and he takes it and then he brings back food. The waiter gives me a menu and he stands there until I say something. So God gave you a menu and guess what? Yeah, you say something. Now, the problem is we don't understand that there is a 25,800 years to be exact. 25,800 years. That is called the Great Year of Procession. The world that we live in is based upon principles and order. But since we don't know this procession, in the Bible it's called an age or an eon. So the Bible talks about that at the end of this age or this eon. We read that. Some people read that. Remember 2012? Now, first of all, remember 2000. Remember, if you guys are around, you young whippersnappers may not remember. But the year 2000, everybody called it Y2K. They said that the computers was going to shut down, the world was going to come to an end. You guys remember that? What happened in the year 2000? Nothing. Remember December 25th of 2012? Remember everybody read the Mayan calendar, and they said that the world was going to end. Why? That was the end of that age. But the word age in the scriptures means 25,800-year equinox or procession. And so every 25,800 years, something catastrophic happens on this planned net. There are four of those 25,800 years in all of the ancient texts. I wonder why it's not inside the Bible. Yeah, think about that one for a minute. Just chew on it. Let it marinate. Because every 25,800 years, guess what? You know we got four seasons, right? Well, in all of the ancient texts, there are four seasons of these 25,800 years. And the consciousness on the globe changes every 25,800 years. And it's been going on like that for millions of years. But they tell us it's the end of the world every 25,800 years. No, it's the end of that conscious cycle every 25,800 years. Now, all of the ancient texts know this. I'll ask any Inca, ask any Mayan, ask any shaman, ask any Buddhist, ask anybody that knows anything about any Eastern mysticism, which is what I talked about yesterday. They will all tell you that. But remember the question I asked yesterday? Why is Eastern religion and Western religion diametrically opposed to each other when they used to be the same? Can somebody please answer that for me, please? Why? Now, again, I was stationed in Japan. I was stationed in Okinawa. I was stationed in Korea. And when I was over there, what they do is totally different than what we do in the West. I never went to a temple, never went to a monastery, never went to anywhere and I saw any demonstration. Never. What does that mean? No shouting, no turning the chairs, no speaking in tongues, no demonstration. Zero. None in the East. What do we do in the West? In the church lately? Again, I'm just asking a question. Hopefully one of you guys know the answer. I don't know the answer. Why is the West and the East so different? It's called consciousness. There's a different set of consciousness in the West than there is in the East. Now let's get back to you. You are a biological computer. Have you ever heard that term, garbage in, garbage out? As a biological computer, you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. Nobody told you how to program your own computer. So I spent my life learning how to program my computer, and guess what? When I didn't like the program, I reprogrammed it. Oh, now that's a thought. I was taught if you make your bed, you got to lie in it. But I've made my bed, like, I don't know, 50 different times. And after I make it, if I don't like it, guess what? I take the sheet off and I put another one on there. Wow, that's a foreign concept. If you don't like your bed, make a new one. How about that? Oh, you can't do that. Well, I've been doing it since I've been on the planet, and I'm going to continue doing it because I understand how to program my own computer. The Father has given you that same ability, but the powers that be, they don't want you to know how to program your own computer. So how do you program your own biological computer? Remember what we said earlier. Everything that happens in your life and everything that happens inside of your body begins with something that happens inside of your consciousness. Your conscious is who you really are. Your conscious is your experience. It is your perception. Your perception is your reality. It's not mine. Your perception is your reality. Brothers and sisters, this has been biologically and scientifically proven for years. You can take an African-American child from the Sudan, and you can take him to Osaka when at birth. That child will grow up speaking fluent Japanese, and will think and will act and walk and talk just like a Japanese person. But they're African. Why? Consciousness. They put them inside of that environment. And that environment was absorbed by their computer. And their DNA was reprogrammed. Now, you do know that DNA is a holographical program that is programmed by linguistics or language, which so happened to be my expertise. So as a linguistics now, again, we broke down phonics. We broke down grammaria. We talked about that. Remember that song, Hooked on Phonics, Work for Me? You know, you want to know why you went to grammar school, grammaria school? Because that's how you program your computer. So your consciousness is who you are. Your experience, your environment, your mother, your father, your teachers, they all help to program you. Now you're an adult. You still carry and you still do what your mother, father, brother, sister, reverend, doctor, bishop program you do. But now you're an adult. You got a program. You got a belief system that doesn't work for you. Get rid of it. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. You decide what you think, not the government. You decide what you think, not your husband. You decide what you think, not your supervisor on your job. You decide what you think, not the blue man or the red man. You decide, brother. You decide, sister. But you gave your ability to decide over to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, or over to your husband, or to your wife, or to your neighbor, or whoever you're following. Who are you taking orders from? You decide what ideas you accept and which ideas you reject. Now, you may not want that responsibility, but when you stand before God, God will ask you, why did you not respond to the ability that I placed inside of you? The word responsibility means to respond to the ability that is within you. Responsibility. Respondability. Can you respond? You got ability, but you're not responding. Why? Why are you afraid to decide what you want to think? Why are you afraid to decide what you want to feel? You see, what you think determines what you feel. What you feel determines what you do. Therefore, by the process of reverse engineering, since your actions are the results of your emotions or your feelings, and your feelings are the results of your thoughts, and you choose, you can't determine what thoughts come into your head, but you can determine what thoughts stay in your head. And so to reprogram yourself, choose you this day whom ye will serve. What thoughts come into your head? So you got thoughts of poverty coming to your head every day, all day. I'm poor, I'm worthless, I'm no good. Really? I have a tape that I wrote. What did I do? I recorded myself when I was in my early 20s, reading scriptures that were all positive. God is going to give me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff that comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd. My Father, which above all things that I prosper, being healthy, even as my soul prospers. And I read that onto an audio tape, and I played it in my head while I slept every night. I have it on a tape. I have it on my website right now. It's called Faith Talk. Triple dare you to do that. In any area. Okay, you want to be physically fit? Put images of a physically fit person on your wall. Read stories about physically fit people. Hang out with physically fit people. Listen to music. Do everything that a physically fit person does. Watch how fast you will be physically fit. I triple dare you to try it. Oh, you want to be wealthy? But you hang out with people that ain't got two nickels to rub together? Find somebody that got a couple of dollars and do what they do. Hang out with them. Talk to them. Read the books that they read. Put yourself in an environment of not where you are, but where you want to be. Don't dress for where you are. Dress for where you're going. Don't think and act where you are. Think and act where you're going. Oh, you want to be a medical doctor, but you're a CNA. No problem. Act, walk, think, drink, smoke like a medical doctor. Guess what? You'll be a medical doctor. The brain, the physical body, takes on the characteristics of the thoughts that's maintained in the body. So let me make sure you understand what I just said. So you have decided that you're going to allow your supervisor on your job to stress you out. So you experience stress in your brain. That produces stress in your emotions. You get nervous. You get antsy. So now the word emotions is the word emotions. The word E is the word energy in motion. The word energy is the word entity. So you just invited the fear-based entity into your body, and now he's running around inside of your body. And now you got all of this entity, all of this energy inside of your body, so guess what happens? That stress creates symptoms. You know what an interesting question is? Which stress creates which symptoms, produces what types of symptoms? You know there's a certain type of stress that produces heart palpitations. There's another certain type of stress that produces high blood pressure. There's one certain type of stress that produces vocal cords inflection or straining. You guys notice that I've been having trouble with my vocal cords the last couple of months? That's because of a certain type of a stress that's maintained in my head, that's producing emotions inside of my body, that's attacking my vocal cords. So your thoughts produces your emotions, and your emotions attack your body, positively or negatively. Now, again, this has been scientifically proven back in the 1900s by Royal Raymond Rice, when he produced a machine called the frequency generator, and he could sit you in a room and you would listen to a sound and produce a disease in your body. Or you can listen to a sound and remove a disease from your body. So your body is the result of your thoughts. So when I see you, I see your brain in physical form. So if you want to know what you're thinking, go to the mirror and look at yourself. You are the sum total of your thought process to this day. You want to know what you're thinking monetarily? Open up your wallet and look at your wallet. That's your thought process in monetary form. Brothers and sisters, the body is a map of your personal consciousness. Certain stress produces certain symptoms inside of the body. Your job is to know what those are and to remove them. It's a known fact that different personality types produces different types of stress inside of the body. And if you don't understand that, and I may break that down, because, you know, the first one that comes to mind is, again, the four behavioral types, what I talked about earlier today. Each behavioral type, y'all remember those four behavioral types? Everybody is number one of these four. You are number one, a relator. You get your worth and your value by having a relationship with people. Or you are number two, a thinker. You get your worth and your value from being accurate with other people. Or you are number three, a director. You get your worth and your value from being productive, or helping other people be productive. Or number four, you are a socializer. You get your worth or your value from recognition. Now, if I'm a relator, my worth and my value, my self-esteem comes from my relationships. So if you want to affect me in a negative way, destroy our relationship. Don't return my phone call. Don't answer my text. Don't listen to my show. If you want to damage me negatively as a relator, then what you do is you remove the thing that established my worth and my value. A thinker gets his worth and his value from being accurate. So if you tell the thinker that he's not accurate, the thinker withdraws. The director gets his worth and his value from directing, from producing results. If you want to affect the director, don't allow the director to be productive, and the director will lose control and lose interest. If you're a socializer, the socializer gets his worth and his value from recognition. And if you want to affect a socializer, don't recognize him. Don't acknowledge him. He will be sarcastic and arrogant towards you the next time he sees you, because he's angry, because you didn't recognize him. Each one of these leadership types, each one of these consciousness types, if we don't understand them, we manifest the dark side of them, and we reduce our consciousness instead of expanding it. In order to expand your consciousness, you find your lane, and you express your lane. By expressing it, that is the act of giving it. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. It is this act of giving that we receive. We expand. Giving is observation. Observation is listening. So your perception is your reality. It is the act of observing that allows one to expand their consciousness. This allows one to grow in consciousness. It is very, very important because people have accidents all the time. But are they really accidents? Most accidents are things that we subconsciously order because we've been thinking. For example, germs are everywhere, right? You ever notice that germs cause disease and accidents cause injuries? That's what they tell us. Germs cause disease, accidents cause injuries. Now, that is true, but that's the effect. That's not the cause. What is really happening is the consciousness of the person is more susceptible to the germs affecting them because they believe that germs cause illness. They believe that accidents cause injuries. Germs are everywhere, but germs don't affect every person. Why don't germs affect everybody? Why are some people affected and other people are not affected by germs? Why do some people have more accidents than other people? The difference is the way that people think, consciousness. Some patients in the hospital respond to what they call the placebo effect. Other people don't. Placebo is just a fake pill that they give you, but they don't tell you it's fake. They tell you that this is the cure. You take a fake pill. It's just a sugar pill. It's just a water pill. And yet your body heals itself because you believe that the fake pill is a real pill. That's called the placebo effect. Scientifically proven. Happens all the time. So your mind heals your body if your mind believes pill that you take is going to heal the body. So the mind causes the symptoms and the mind removes the symptoms. The mind causes poverty. The mind removes poverty. The mind causes disbelief. The mind removes disbeliefs. So let me ask the question again. Who's controlling your thoughts? Where do you get your thoughts from? You are the sum total of all of your thoughts up to this point. A change of consciousness creates a change in your energy field, and it does. A change in your energy field happens to create a change in the physical body. Let me give you this three-step process as we close. Consciousness controls energy. Energy controls your body. People have said it this way. Your thoughts create your emotions. Your emotions create your actions. So consciousness creates an energy field. This energy field manifests itself inside of your body. That's why your energy, you ever meet somebody that has a lot of energy? They got a lot of consciousness. You ever meet somebody that has low energy? They have low consciousness. You ever meet somebody that has a bad vibe? They got bad consciousness. You ever meet somebody that has they just full of love? They got a love consciousness. Whatever mindset, consciousness, perception, awareness that you have produces that energy or that entity. That energy or that entity then possesses or manifests itself inside of your physical body. So the question I ask again, who's controlling your consciousness? You can't control what goes in and out, but you control what stays. Make sure you, for your consciousness, preferably Christ-like. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, to maintain the same consciousness as God. My brothers and my sisters, make sure that you expand your consciousness by expanding your thoughts of wealth, health, and wisdom. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man.